What is up, everybody? Why are people calling already?
Because it's lit, baby.
Welcome, everyone, to a new episode of The Bathhouse Live every Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. from the Stand Comedy Club Green Room. Before anything, just go like the stream, do that or whatever, you know. That's what you do, right? You ask people to go like it.
Like, comment, share. Whatever.
I don't need them to comment. Just hit the like
button.
No, follow
comments. TJ Smash Francis.
That's at the end. The best. This is the ultimate comedy hang. That's what I call
it.
Because it is. It's a comedy hang. We were supposed to be have Lev, but that fat piece of shit said, oh, the hang outside's too good. Wrong, Lev.
Lev's getting a little
Lev's going to show up here in 10
minutes.
Oh, that's why? Because
the hang's outside?
He goes, the hang's too good. Yeah. He's going to show up in 10 minutes.
Well,
it's being because like, I'd like to come back on. And I go, sorry, pal.
They're plotting a podcast right now.
Well, it's because Colm just had a special. And he's like, I'm going to hang with Colm. Respect and love.
They were hanging yesterday. We were all hanging yesterday. Anyways, with us today, we have the unofficial co-host of The Bathhouse, Derek Drescher.
What's up?
Derek Drescher back in the building. Still not participating in homosexual activity. So, no, this ring was actually my grandfather's pinky ring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit on your pinky, though?
He's a big man.
We have with us TJ Francis.
Hello.
And then finally, we have Tristan Bowling.
Tristan,
you're the only person who's first time on the show here.
Correct.
So you need to know one thing, which is that sometimes people call in.
Okay.
All you need to know is that you can hang up on them at any time for any reason.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
That's it. There's going to be a red button, red hang-up button. Sometimes it gets out of hand. Sometimes people get upset. Sometimes really people, we have a lot of autistic people. I mean, what would you say?
Sometimes like, a POC will call in.
Sometimes.
Hang up.
What would you say the demographics are for comedy podcasts? Like, how many of them are men who are autistic?
Oh, just such a big majority.
90%. Huge, right?
Yeah.
It's like most of them, right? So, anyways.
But then, also men who do comedy.
That too.
True. Right.
But that too. Like we don't have a lot of people do
colliding Venn diagram.
Comedy is mostly gay and autistic. Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But what so, anyways, we get people who get upset that they get hung up on.
Oh, okay.
Because some people don't think it's fair.
That's
right. Because autistic people are very rules based.
Yeah.
Right. And they have a real sense of what's fair and what's unfair.
Did the fact that there could be a fair part of a phone call is kind of crazy.
Well, they're on a podcast. You know, they're it's part of the show.
And this is what happens when you vaccinate your children.
Yeah.
You have people like this.
Right.
This doesn't follow the rules I set up in my head.
So anyways, the phone lines are open if anybody wants to call in 1-888-949-2969.
Call in.
Extension 2.
Right.
But you can also do extension 1.
Extension 2 because there's two genders.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why. Yeah.
Tops. Max.
Where does extension 3 take you?
I haven't set it up. So I bought this 800 number, which has crippled me financially.
really?
It hasn't, but it cost way more than I thought it was going to cost.
Really?
And then I had War Mode on my other show like 2 weeks ago.
Can we accept calls? Is that part of the rules?
No. Hit the button.
No, we got callers.
Yeah, you can do it. All right, call.
Don't let him do that.
Yeah. All right, first caller of the night. You're on The Bathhouse.
State your name.
Oh, their names come out?
Yeah, don't say their names. That's rule number 2. Rule number 2, don't talk.
Do you want me to say my name or not?
Sure, sure. What is your name, sir?
It's Owen.
Owen.
What up?
How's it going, Owen?
How's it going?
Is this the Owen that I know?
Owen, the King of Hearts.
It is the Owen you know, Dan.
Oh, what's up,
you
buddy?
You can reveal what you want.
Sorry.
We can talk about whatever you want.
Owen's a big-time movie producer.
Really?
Oh, really?
That's all I can tell you, though. So, guys, if you have any pitches right now...
Small time.
Owen Wilson. I got a movie about two ex-cons that get their lives together. They get their passports back, and then they get framed in London for a crime they didn't commit, and they get thrown in a tower in London.
What?
Did you just make that up?
Let's do it. I like everything about it.
It's called Pros and Cons.
I hate
God, you want to fuck you. Funny name, bro.
Fuck you.
Thank you, Owen. I appreciate it.
I could do a rough script for Pulp Fiction too. Yeah.
Can we option that, Owen?
Do you think? What if we made Pulp Fiction but with worse actors?
Yeah. And call it more pulp.
I like it. More pulp, more fiction.
Less fiction, more pulp.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Tropicana.
There we go.
Ooh, now we're talking, and that way we get paid for.
Yeah,
the movie industry's tough, huh? It's tough biz.
Oh, name a movie you've done.
It's rough out here, especially guys.
in the movie streets, yeah, right?
He does like horror movies and stuff.
You do horror movies?
Oh, that's awesome.
Like Human Centipede? You ever fuck with Human Centipede?
I watch The Human Centipede every night before I go to bed.
Yeah, yeah, dude. That fucking rules.
Fun fact, this guy. I've actually done a Human Centipede.
With, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, you have.
My breath was terrible afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, which one were you, A, B, or C?
B.
Oh.
Dude, B's the prime position.
Damn it.
God, I don't know about prime position. I think you want to be A.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, yeah, but then A is prime position.
What do you get to eat if you're A?
I think whatever you want.
Just not shit.
I think you're just getting Taco Bell all day.
Honestly, anything is better
than I think because B. I'm a bigger guy, I think I would probably be like, for the maximum torture, I would be A.
Yeah.
Like the torture B and C.
Yeah.
They'd be like, put the big
Danny's
guy up front.
Is this fucking fat raccoon Jew ass fucking fucking
it's
so
trash
your lips,
panda looking asshole
just shitting in your mouth, bro, and him
you're definitely not getting you're definitely not gonna get invited to more centipedes if you're eating Taco Bell.
Raccoon centipede.
Yeah, you're the only guy bringing boneless wings to Human Centipede. Just being like, fuck, you prepared, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
You broke out to order Grubhub.
I mean, it's supposed to be horrific, I thought.
You got to try to make it. You got to eat just Frosties from Wendy's. Ooh. That would be.
I have a bit of a lactose intolerance, too, so that'll be.
Dude.
I don't want to get too graphic, but all I'm going to say is if it's going to be a lot of dairy, you better
could you imagine,
have a good sow job.
Could you imagine?
You better sew real tight.
Yeah.
Could you imagine violent, explosive diarrhea down your throat, dude? And just nothing you could
do. That's like
about
putting
it.
Your
Did
mouth.
You see the plane?
That's, you're
Did
getting
you see
water.
The plane?
You're getting waterboarded at that point.
Pretty much. It's like putting your mouth over like Diet Coke and Mentos. Like just putting that over.
Oh yeah,
your
the
face.
Plane.
Just
yeah, the shit plane.
Right in the mouth. Yeah, dude. Yeah. The videos from the plane are. Fuck,
so what,
vile.
Did everybody get diarrhea?
No,
so
one woman.
It's contagious. It's in the air. Fuck.
It's like a camera on the outside playing. All of a sudden, all the windows
maybe
are
it's
just
so
contagious.
What about this? Okay. Oh, and how
like
about
in
this?
A bloodshot
okay.
Scene?
Yeah. So there's someone has a super contagious form of diarrhea that's on a plane, right?
Oh,
and
God.
Then everybody else
I'm
gets
tired of this goddamn diarrhea.
So everybody on the plane gets diarrhea, but then they learn that it's so contagious that if they land the plane,
everyone
in America will get this diarrhea.
Oh my God.
So now it's diarrhea plane.
We'll call the United States a diarrhea.
And they have like the military, like the Air Force One, like fueling jets that are coming in just to keep that plane constantly in the air.
No, just Malaysia 370 that plane.
Until some scientists, I guess.
First Captain Sully, now Captain Smelly. Up in 30,000 feet.
Well, Danny, how will you write the ending? What's the ending in your head?
They fly it into the sun.
I have a good
idea.
Ending
is there's some scientist or whatever. There's some. I don't know what the ending would be, but it would be some. They have to have some cure for it. Like someone at like Procter and Gamble or whatever is working on like weapon strength Imodium. And
no,
they
the
finally
cure
get the,
is some old black lady from Georgia's bone broth. That'll be the cure.
Oh. There you go.
How do they get her up though? Yeah.
Well, that's they the problem. There you go. Up. That's
the problem. They put them. They put her on Mount Everest, and when the plane. Flies over. She quickly throws in a card of bone broth.
Yeah, Yolanda's bone.
And then
broth.
There's like a there's a bad guy in the U.S. government. He goes, you know what? If we just let that bad boy crash into China or Russia,
we'll be none the wiser. And we'll. I can't let you do that to those people. They're innocent.
Yeah,
it's goddamn. There's kids there. Well, I think this would be a great. Comedy.
Yeah.
I really do.
Diarrhea plane?
Airplane 4.
Yeah, dude, it's got to be better than Cocaine Bear, bro.
And what about, there's a Passenger 57 homage where the guy on there, he goes, always bet on brown.
Yeah. I think Samuel L. Jackson's got to come through.
It's like they have like
maybe it's called Plane Zero, like it's Patient Zero.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like it.
They should have a Shining style scene where like the bathroom door opens and then just a wave of diarrhea.
Yeah,
comes
for sure,
around.
Down the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and it just like everyone closes the door to first class and like they're already gone. We can't go back there. It's like the snacks are back there, the pretzels are back there,
all the food's back there. But more you eat, the more diarrhea there is. Yeah, it's a bit
you
got to
have Samuel L. Jackson brings his character Jules back from Pulp Fiction. Throw him
snakes
in there.
On a plane. Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson. Nah, shit on a plane.
Gerard Perry says. The Langoliers Part 2, Revenge of the Turds.
Yeah, nice. Langoliers, great Stephen King fucking book and movie.
Yeah.
They eat time. You hear them.
There's something on the wing. Just a guy shitting his pants.
Gremlin.
Yeah.
From fucking. Yeah.
And then like someone, and there's like someone who like they can't take the shitting into the diarrhea or like the smell, so they try and like open the door because they just want to kill.
What
themselves.
Movie was that? Twilight Zone. John Lithgow.
What?
The fucking the Twilight Gremlin Zone on movie? The plane. Yeah, the Twilight Zone movie. Yeah. Huh? What?
Dude.
What? Captain Kirk or William Shatner.
No,
that's Joe the Shark, everybody. Yeah.
John Lithgow played the one on the movie.
Yeah. So who do you think? Do you think Netflix might want to pick this up, or what are we thinking? This more of a Paramount Plus?
It's going to be a Tubi original.
I think it's either a Tubi original or global theatrical release.
Oh, okay.
But there isn't too much in between.
Oh, man. Imagine if one of us
by
got the.
By the way, guys.
Yeah, what's up?
I just saw in the airport. Andrew Santino.
Oh, Cheetos.
And after I just saw him at the Comedy Store. He's a nice guy.
Nice.
Go, you should run up to a TSA agent and say that he is a bomb.
Yes.
You should say that he is a bomb.
Then
you're
like, no, he doesn't have a bomb. I mean, he just bombed at the Comedy Store.
You say that guy's a killer, but he has a bomb. He's got a bomb in his back pocket somewhere.
He may not have a bomb on him now, but one's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody bombs.
Somebody told me he's a bad friend. If you know what I mean.
That's amazing.
That was great.
Yeah, but yeah, say he is a bomb.
but seriously though.
That's a good that's the word of the day in every airport.
This one about to get a strike too, baby.
Oh yeah, dude! I had this guy on my show last night who is the most banned, maybe one of the most banned guys on the fucking internet.
Who is he?
Ryan Dawson. So if I get a
who?
Don't worry about it. He's like literally on like the ADL's like list of like anti-Semites and stuff. Like,
oh
he's like,
damn! Yeah, you make the list? That's tight.
Like he's on the list of like
he's in the yearbook.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Of like 10
don't you
guys.
Got beef with the ADL now?
I mean, I made a sketch about them.
What is ADL? ADL? Autistic Defense League?
The Anti-Defamation League. They're a bunch of like
pretty much
super like leftist Jews.
Yeah. It's
like,
Danny, is your show only canceled people?
No. They're not only canceled people. I just like, you know, I have interesting folks. And this so here's the deal. This guy is, if people want to check it out, Low Value Mail last night, Ryan Dawson. He is like the most knowledgeable guy on 9/11. Like, literally the most.
And you had him on 9/11?
9/12. But he lives in Korea.
That's gay.
But he's from America. And anyways,
North Korea?
South. But he's like, he knows more than fucking anybody. Like, he is literally like the guy.
He did 9/11.
On the internet. But the problem is, his thing is, he's like. He's like 9/11 was basically was like a coordinated thing between Saudis, and America, and Israel.
How dare he? America and Israel into that conversation?
Sure. And so because he does that, he gets a lot of heat and he's kicked off of everywhere. We are
son of a bitch.
Who was it? The JDL? Damn. Was it Jewish Defense League?
The ADL?
No. The ADL is the leftist cucks.
Yeah.
There was a right.
There's a right wing.
There was a right
wing. The WWE.
Can you look up
the World Wrestling
Jewish Defense League? The Jewish Defense League. See if it's real. I'm pretty sure it was real. Their head rabbi was like named.
Is this a real thing, ADL, or is it like?
Yeah, ADL is a very real. They're the ones who basically they were going after. That's why Elon Musk. That
I know.
Video.
I saw that, but I didn't know what it
they'll
was.
They'll fuck your ass.
They'll fuck your ass.
Yeah. That's what they like.
They're the ones who are basically trying to like get all the advertisers kicked off of
the far
Twitter.
Right. So the answer to the ADL came after the JDL was around. They were far right Jews.
Yeah,
conservative.
You sound
Jews.
Like
ben
amateur Shapiro. Softball leagues.
Yeah. No, and their thing was to like
dodgeball leagues.
They were mostly from Israel, but they hated the way American Jews like portrayed
play
Judaism.
Dodgeball.
They're like they're all skinny and they're in finance. Like they, you know, we work out.
Right. Yeah.
Carry
I feel
weapons.
Like Judaism is at the center of every conversation.
As ever. It should be. We are the original people.
No, we're not.
Yes,
no,
we are.
You're Jewish?
Thank you, Johnny.
Are you Jewish?
I appreciate you.
Like 2%, but I don't claim it.
I'm
Yeah, that's what, and that's what they want.
I don't rep that set.
Yeah,
that ain't me.
Hell yeah,
I don't come
Catholic.
Oh yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah,
boys. Fucking well, my so foreskin is long.
The right one, the correct one,
the correct one. Yeah,
Catholics are Jews.
Yeah, I don't
right
like
here
the chosen people stuff. I've never liked that stuff.
We are chosen.
It's why people hate
look
Jews.
Look at what we've been chosen.
Literally,
for
it's why people hate Jews.
No, look, see this.
One of the reasons
people don't look at what we were chosen for. We were told to.
Doesn't matter. It's obnoxious to call yourself that.
You time out. You're gonna let this Jew speak.
You're chosen at the front of the Boar's headline. You son of a bitch.
They chose to have, like, you know, our fucking temple fucking desecrated, and then we were chosen for the Holocaust. So it's not like we're chosen for good things.
Nobody says that. You're the first person I've ever heard in my life say
you
like that.
You want to know why? Because I have a fucking brain.
They don't
that's
say that.
Why.
No, you've been to prison.
Yeah, dude. I was gonna say that brain is drugged out.
Yeah,
it went way off the rails.
Yeah, as soon as you eat like bolognese for brain 4 months well, straight, yeah, you're yeah telling something
oh,
to your
and,
brain.
Oh, and how
oh,
much
why am I doing heroin? Because I have a fucking brain.
America and Israel, number one A, number one B.
Oh, and how much do we think diarrhea planes well, going to cost to make?
I was going to say, it's been great, close? Guys. I think maybe we could maybe do it for a quick meal.
Quick
no meal?
Quick
meal? Santino for a quick meal. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We'll do a GoFundMe. We'll raise $1 million and we'll do diarrhea plane.
We can make it a found footage get movie like get Blair Witch.
Mm. All right. All right. Thanks, dude.
Yo, you're
I
the
know
man.
I think that's true about found footage, but hey, guys. Nice to see you. Danny, I hit my bucket list to call you. So
okay.
Talk later.
Hell
bye.
Yeah. Later, dude.
Take care, Owen.
Bye.
All right.
God, I thought that guy would never shut up.
No one's going to do it. What happened?
I'm kidding. What a nice guy.
I don't know what happened.
Owen?
Owen's a sweetheart.
What a,
how
what
dare
a, what
you
a
say
little
anything
boy.
What a little guy.
Yeah.
Can I steal one of your Trulies
yeah,
or
go
will
nuts,
Papa man get angry?
No, go nuts.
I'm answering.
Yeah, answer. Answer away. You're the unofficial co-host.
Yerski Wersky, welcome to the Bath Hizzle.
Are you ordering a pizza?
Welcome to Good Burger, home
yeah,
with the
Good Burger,
man.
Yeah, take
your
order.
Hola.
What up, Maya?
No, you can't say the name.
Oh,
she hung up, you piece of
you
fucking
shit. Fucking dumb Catholic piece of shit.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
No, he doxed her.
It's not,
just
it's,
first
it's
name.
First
a million
he doxed her. Now the Saudis are going to run
it's
in her house.
It's a guy. It's someone.
I forgot.
People have
one and only
of
time Maya Rudolph comes and calls into our show.
She was
gonna
do Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Really see it? You're a really bad guy.
Some of the people don't like your green Yankees hat. What is up with that?
Why? What's the matter?
I don't know. They just say it's confusing and stupid.
It's just a Yankee hat in different colors,
and they suck. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
The hat.
Bro. Hey. How you doing?
What's crack?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, man.
I'm good. Hey, I'm George. How you doing?
What's up, George?
George of the Jungle. Very nice to meet you.
Thanks.
George of the Jungle. Let's
bet
go.
You never heard yeah that before.
What we got going on?
What's up, George? what can we do you for?
I don't know. What do you want to do me for?
That's not that kind
bucks
of show, George.
I'm no.
George, what are you wearing
I'm
right
sorry
now?
No, I called in last night and I was a little offensive last night with Ryan and I'm sorry about that.
Oh, was that you? You wanted
great
to fucking
show
fight
it
Ryan?
Me.
Dude,
no,
the show got yeah so out of hand last night.
It was
the
me.
People were calling in.
Well, that's what happened.
Who were like, I want to. They're like, I want to fucking fight this guy.
Listen, when someone speaks truth to power like that, it's
yeah
gonna really.
But it's not even though. This is podcast beef. They're like, he's on a different podcast. Different beef.
You're not even sticking wanna up for Jews,
no,
you nerd.
No, this guy hates Jews.
Oh,
no, this guy doesn't like Jews.
Hey.
You're just like, what? You're on Gas Digital Network, you fucking goy? Like, what the
no
fuck's wrong with you?
It's not, no.
It's not,
no,
not that,
know,
though,
man.
George.
I don't know. No, Ryan just got super offensive, and he started, like, as soon as I said something about Tower Gang, he just went off on Dave Smith. Like, there were
yeah, it was a whole
wild
thing. Honestly,
he
I'm
just
like
started screaming at Dave Smith.
It's
but Dave Smith was on, too?
No, but so they all have beef.
No,
this is, like, this
no,
weird libertarian podcast drama, which I am not.
Talk about a room full of guys you could fuck up, huh?
Yeah. For real.
Jesus
I'm not
Christ
part of this either.
I'm just like, I'm not involving myself with this.
I just,
He did fly off the handle. No, here's the thing.
That's why I came on to apologize.
This guy was the first caller.
I'm sorry. My bad.
You were the first caller of the night last night. So the first call I take with this guy, Ryan Dawson, was this guy. And then instantly he flies like, fuck these guys. Like, he just
What did he say?
He just was saying that he's like, what did
you say?
No, I didn't
say anything that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but you were just basically like.
Do you hate Ryan Dawson?
No, I just told him, I was like, hey, I'll fight you anytime.
Just a chill thing to hear from a guy. He turned that into fuck Dave Smith.
Well, Danny, you have these controversial figures on for this reason alone.
Yeah, I like hearing them. I'm interested in the stuff that these people have to say.
I mean, listen, man.
And I like giving people access to them.
You like giving people a platform?
I like giving people a platform.
To upset people.
I like hearing what they have to say. And I also like being able to have like the call-in thing where people who would otherwise never get to talk to people like this can.
Yeah, that's very good. That's awesome, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's cool. But anyways.
I want people to threaten the podcast.
I called in. I was bored. I called in first and he wasn't showing up. And I said, hey, I'm going to call back later if he does show up.
Yeah.
I got some shit to say. And you're like, well, what do you want to ask? And like, just.
Oh, yeah, he showed up an hour and a half late for a live show. Yeah.
Oh, what a dickhead.
But I'm going to tell you right now.
All the way from Japan. Shows up late.
Korea.
There's no way America and Israel had anything to do with it.
Was he in person?
No, not in person. He was in Korea. Over Zoom, he lives in Korea.
These guys don't go anywhere.
Is he, like, not welcome
to
America?
I mean, he's American, but he's, like, literally, like, I think he's, like, lost bank accounts and stuff. Like, that's how
he's Alex Jones level?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's in that ball.
No, he was even before that. He was before that. He, like...
Damn.
OG.
OG, bro.
He's, like...
Info 911.
He just said... so much offensive things back in the day that he started getting banned from everything. Yeah, and then, like, he goes on podcast now and says, I'm the most banned person of all time. And it's like, yeah, because you just say, like, really...
like, give me... what's he
things.
Say?
Him,
like,
and Kumia should arm wrestle. Just use the...
No, not Kumia. Me and him. George Jefferson and him should box.
Whoa.
Damn.
Calm down.
He wants to box at Skate
Fest. What does he say? No, he just... He just says very offensive things that aren't even entertaining.
Is it offensive to you or in general?
Like, no, not really, because I believe half the stuff he says. I'm an idiot.
I just hate the way he says it.
This guy, if you can just peel away all, like, the kind of certain things that are, like, not palatable.
So wait, hold on.
His 9/11 stuff is amazing. He's the best guy.
What else does he do?
His 9/11 stuff is really good.
It's the best.
What I do like about his 9/11 stuff is he does make really good points about, like, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists that believe, like, oh, there were no planes. There was not this. A missile hit the Pentagon. You're making it worse.
Yeah. And he's trying to be like, it's a good old-fashioned government conspiracy. You know?
Yeah. No, and he's right about a lot of that. He's like, hey, you guys are making the whole conspiracy worse. Because, like, you know, it's like, that's the whole thing. It's like, if there was a conspiracy, all you need to do is get a lot of people to say wild things. Like, yeah, this never happened. It was space lasers. It was this. And it just ruins the whole thing. And people just are like, they're way off the mark.
Yeah, muddies the water.
You should have a Geo on with this guy. Right. He'd be like, yo, I wanted... it was a space laser, man. It was. I swear.
I just think he's really annoying and fat, and I want to fight him.
I don't know if you caught this.
And that is your right as a straight white male in this country.
I don't know if you caught it, but at the end of it, he said that he's going to be a pork fest. Or maybe he told me that in private.
Is that a joke?
Pork fest? No, pork fest is the...
I don't like that at all.
Pork fest is the big libertarian...
I'm a New England man.
So pork fest
I'm
is the big...
I'm from New England.
Okay, there you go. So it's the big libertarian, like, festival thing every year where they, like, they all camp out and it's like in a fucking field or some shit.
They call it pork fest?
P-O-R-C. I don't know what that means. Why?
Pork fest, yeah.
I don't know what the reference is. Anyways.
Damn, dude.
People of retarded color.
Nice. But anyways, he's just like, I'll be there. So if anybody wants to fight me, they can fight me
there.
Dave
Smith should fight him, dude.
There you go.
I'm not gonna fight him. No, not me.
I'm saying you can fight Ryan Dawson at Pork Fest next year. He'll be there.
You guys should just do a good old fashioned Nathan's hot dog eating competition.
No, they want to pulverize each other.
No,
just pork fest at pork fest, bro.
Yeah,
that'd be tight. I'd watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to fight Ryan Doss in a pork fest, but he's still gonna be holding a like a fuck Damn. Dave Smith sign for no reason at all. Yeah.
Do you love Dave Smith?
For no reason. I do like Dave Smith. He's a good guy.
Yeah, Dave Smith,
dude. This is such a world I know nothing.
Yeah,
about.
This is because yeah. yeah. Dave's like in comedy, I'm not even, but Dave's I'm not also even, in politics.
I know him from comedy.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, of course, yeah, of course. The but the, so the politics world, totally different world.
Who's the head libertarian? Doug Stanhope.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ron Paul.
Doug Stanhope? I don't know.
No, Ron Paul. It's like Ron Paul. Rand
I feel
Paul.
Like the whole
Ron Paul.
The
Ron
whole Paul. Party is ran by Rand comedians, Paul. It seems
it's
like.
No, it's Ron Paul. Ron Paul is like the biggest one. He's like actually
Dude, Dave Smith had, he actually had, he was the number two podcast on
Apple or whatever, yeah. Him and the part of the problem.
Yeah, he was the number two podcast for a whole week after that. It's, I don't know. I'm not even a
That's
very
crazy.
Political guy. But,
I mean, there's nothing to shake a stick at.
No.
I wouldn't not shake a stick at that.
Pretty cool.
No. Yeah, anyways, all right.
Stick, I'm sure Lewis was pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
Lewis was probably pissed.
I don't think Lewis was pissed.
I don't think that's
no,
the audience.
Dave's podcast is on gas, so Lewis right. is getting paid for it.
All right, I've had enough of that. Yeah. Hey, what's up? Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
What happened? Did we get out?
I hung up on him.
Oh, what, Jesus Christ. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
What a 180.
We had other people calling in. Oh, hello, okay. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Yeah, dude, I'm not like that last guy. I don't want to fight any of the like other guys that were on here before.
Do you think you're a
pussy? Is what you're saying?
I was about to say, do you think you can fuck me up?
Yo, I want to fight Derek. I want to take him on.
Yeah.
I
want to
take
him on. Yeah.
When he can't defend himself because he's busy fucking stuffing his face with a burger.
Derek's gone soft, dude. I think he got a chance.
You just eat the burger.
I just watched him whoop down that burger in about a minute 30.
Do you think you are carrot feast
on the meat, bro?
Absolutely.
I was timing it.
Devoured that shit.
Oh, anytime, anywhere, cocksucker.
Let's
you
can come meet me at you can meet me at fucking Pork Fest.
Yeah.
Meet me at Pork Fest. I'll be there with fucking Ryan Dawson, fucking ready to fucking.
You eat like an obese kid at a birthday party.
And Dave Smith.
You just chow down, dude. Yeah.
I eat, bro. I'm institutionalized.
I got a funny story. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got a decent story about losing teeth.
Okay.
Oh, that's something that you can identify with, Derek.
What is it? Yeah. Who is it?
Losing teeth.
Okay, go ahead.
I did drugs for seven years.
So, like, real quick, like, I was a kid and I knocked out my front four teeth on my bicycle, and then I had to like get them refixed, and I knocked them out again like five more times as a kid.
What the fuck?
How?
Right
what were you doing?
Pandemic. What are you retarded?
How?
What the fuck's going on?
I jumped face first into rebar.
Extreme sport.
He's like my father was
extreme
abusive.
What the fuck are you doing? Skateboarding and shit.
Okay. Dude, you got to learn to put your hand in front of your
BMX,
face, dude.
BMX racing.
You're Ryan Sheckler.
BMX racing and shit.
All right.
And
so you're an X Games guy.
And then yeah, Shrednar, dog. I'm from San Diego, bro. What's
Fresh
up?
Shredder,
bro.
Man Diego in the building.
Man Diego.
How's those KC waves looking?
Dude, I was just cresting up on some six foot pounders, dog. Hell and yeah, I was just whipping it back.
I didn't know these guys really existed. I thought they were just in the movies, dude. Bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. This guy's had sex with a 17-year-old.
this guy's fucking
cool, dude.
He's picking her up after class.
This guy's fucking tight, dude.
He's like, Tiffany, let's go.
It was glassy this morning. I went out at like 6 a.m., dude, after I, you know, kissed my hyena, you know. I was like, what's up, girl? And then...
checks out.
Yeah, kiss her on the forehead before she gets on the school bus. I
get that shit. Yeah.
All right, anyways, continue.
All right, and then
so at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, at the beginning of the pandemic, I'm all little fake teeth up. At the beginning of the pandemic, I'm like 26 and I'm like on a mini ramp for the first time in 5 years because all my bartender friends are not working, so we're all just partying at my friend's house. And I'm just trying to do a pop shove it to like fakie. And I ate shit so hard, I like broke my ankle. Oof. And I broke like eight teeth. It was bad.
Eight teeth. I feel like you should stop shredding gnar.
Might be time to retire, dude.
That's the harsh realization of not skateboarding for a very long time.
You've knocked your teeth out eight times.
No, that was just that time he knocked out.
Eight different times.
But fuck, eight teeth at once?
Dude, it's time to hang your gnar up, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
hang your teeth up, bro.
I still surf because of the because it's water instead of concrete. Yeah.
You get by a shark.
He gets slammed into a 50-foot wave.
Do you have like a dentist on retainer or something?
He's got a retainer on retainer.
Jesus.
You're surfing and then you get hit by a Carnival cruise line.
I
didn't see it. First thing I saw was the Mickey smokestacks and then we're hit underwater.
Damn, dude. That sucks. How much did it cost to get that all fixed? If you have. Assuming you're
It was like $35,000, which was like basically
oh my god, $35,000
what I made on like GameStop.
Dude, $35,000 to fix up those mucked up jibs.
Wait,
why'd you bring up GameStop?
Did you make money off of GameStop work at GameStop?
Yeah, and then all my money went away after that.
Oh, you lost money.
Well, he made a bunch of money on GameStop, and then he lost it all on his teeth.
Damn, bro.
Damn.
So we got the veneers?
Yeah, they're all veneers.
Oh, okay. Did you look like Pete Davidson for a little while? Just like fucking crazy chompers? So all those big teeth?
This is the bottom line. I broke my front four teeth like when I was a child. So I've kind of always had the super buck tooth movement.
Dude, this is the bottom line, bro. You're out here making a big fucking spectacle of yourself, all right? Stop fucking skateboarding and find something else fucking to do,
and
bro.
Now he wants to fight Derek.
Yeah. I'm going to knock your teeth out again.
Better save up, pal. Better save up a lot.
Fuck you.
Yeah, when Derek's done with you,
you're going to wish you only lost 18.
You thought your bills were bad before, dude. You're going to have to pay for new skull surgery. You're going to be surfing in a wheelchair, motherfucker.
All right, well, man, that was a good story.
Right.
Yeah, stop doing
all
that.
You should kill Derek.
Stop doing all that stuff. All right, we got a new caller.
I hello. I'll walk out tonight.
Thanks for calling the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Not a whole lot. Glad I got in and joined the bathhouse.
Fuck you.
I guess I had a relatively simple question for y'all. I was wondering what kind of advice you four would give for a recovering heroin addict.
Now
on felony probation.
I mean, only one of us is.
Are you reading someone's bio here?
Guys. I'm up.
Halfway.
I'm up, baby.
Yeah.
All right, keep going, sir.
Yeah, keep going.
Danny, I just sent you a DM.
Okay.
And, you know, circumstances are I'm suburban.
Mm.
I certainly wasn't expecting or anticipating felony probation.
Right. 5-year felony probation?
Reach around the year mark, and it's a possession of tar.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What state are you in?
Derek gets
serious. I'm in the southern U.S.
Okay, southern U.S.
So it's more...
It's very serious. Very serious. You're going to do the full 5, I would say. Are you white?
I am white.
Right, you might get off
white.
In 4.
And,
yeah.
I think you could be a school teacher.
It's 5 years
week.
Probation.
All right.
I guess I just feel like the only reason I haven't relapsed is because of these consistent routine drug tests.
Right.
And, you know, I've spent a lot of time in rehabs and NA where they talk about doing the work, which I guess I just haven't done. I'm just sort of relying on these drug tests to keep me sober.
Yeah, so right now you're basically just, you're dry. You're just a dry junkie. You're not working
precisely.
Any kind of program.
And do they send, if you fail a test, you go straight to jail?
Yeah, 2 years minimum in state jail.
So that's pretty good motivator.
State prison, buddy. No state jail.
Yeah. They got heroin in prison though, so
yeah.
That's
I mean, bro,
tight.
No, the
that's
fact the that you're option. Staying clean.
Just do it.
Well, this is the thing. Have you ever been incarcerated before?
In county jail for about 30 days at a time, 3 or 4 times.
All right. See, I got to a point where I was like, I don't give a fuck if you're going to send me back for a year or 2 years. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. So, I mean, this is the thing. You can fake it till you make it, and hopefully within the 5 years, you end up working some kind of program. Like, let me tell you something, man. If you don't like NA, there's other 12-step programs. Right? There's AA, NA, ACOA, Life Circle. Fucking, there's so many different things you could do. You could find one that you like. But you are going to have to do some fucking work. Nobody just stays off of heroin.
Yeah. I guess the way I see it is, like, I moved back home with my parents. I'm 26 years old. And a lot of the recovery is, like, just reentering normal life. Or society, so to speak.
Right.
And that's been a difficult hurdle for me to take on is just returning to full-time work and a schedule after, of course, being strung out on heroin for so many years.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure you can relate.
How old are
you?
I can relate 100%.
How old are you?
26.
Damn, you sound 40,
shit,
bro. Jesus Christ.
That
black tar
me,
is fucking got you on the ropes, kid. You know what's going to happen to you if you continue to do it, right?
Oh, of course.
You're going to become the best jazz.
Yeah.
You might become a co-host on the Bathhouse.
You may become the best.
He's just scared straight right here.
You may become the best jazz guitarist of all time.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Yeah.
Do you like the blues?
Do you like the blues? He likes the blacks. He likes black cars. I know he likes that.
Those 30 blues for sure.
I never got to do black tar.
What is that better? Is that better or worse?
I talk to it from what I see. It really fucks you up bad in your veins.
Yeah, it's black tar heroin, man.
Yeah, in the south, it's mostly tar.
Yeah,
in
comes
the northeast,
from
it's
comes
mostly
from Mexico
powder.
Down south, right?
Yeah, we don't have to worry about the fent as much as you do with the powder, where it's like. Yeah.
Oh, so they're not getting fentanyl down there, but
no. But these goddamn Mexicans, man.
They are. It's just you're more likely to get like Dr. Pepper microwaved instead of like fent in your tar.
Well, so, yeah, I wouldn't be too bad about that. Fun. I love Dr. Pepper.
as soon as you shoot up, you're like, those are 23 flavors. God damn it! I can tell that.
Well,
anyway.
when you shoot up, you taste it in your mouth right away. So, dude, that would
really
to shoot up and
wait,
taste
and
Dr. Pepper.
You taste heroin when you inject it?
Yeah, right. When you shoot up, you taste whatever you're shooting, right? As soon as it hits your vein, bud.
That's why I shoot
100%.
Cotton candy.
Dude, it is wonderful.
What?
Yeah.
It's heroin taste.
Yeah, yeah. I shot a nice ribeye the other day. Mashed taters.
Yeah. So what do you have to say about getting back on the straight and narrow, reincorporating to normal life?
Well, bro,
this is
what it comes down to, brother. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm not even going to joke around. Like it depends. What's your name? Will you tell me your name? Give me a fake one at least so I could call you something.
Chris.
All right, Christopher. It depends. All it comes down to is how bad you want it. That's really, and I know this sounds gay and it sounds lame and fucking whatever, you know, it's like this shit is just so, but I was 33 when I decided to get clean and I was willing to do whatever I had to do to not put a needle back in my arm. And it was a lot of hard work. I was in what they call therapeutic community. I grouped 5 times a day. I worked all kinds of programs and eventually it just took. Just took and
you went to 5 times a day.
I went to I grouped 5 times a day. But you want to know what the changing moment was for me?
Yeah,
I was 34 years old. I was 34 years old. I had just had over a year clean. I was still living in the program. And once you get like a certain amount of time, they give you some freedom. Like you can go out for a walk.
Like you're like a halfway house.
You could get a job. And it was a 3/4 house.
Okay.
What's
a 3/4 house?
The fuck.
Yeah, it's you
like
get
3/4 is like you're closer to prison or closer to
both. Yeah,
it's both 3/4.
So, dude, I mean,
can
this
I get
place,
an 85-cent house? Please?
Yeah, can you put me in the 99.9 house?
Yeah.
So, I'm 34. I'm walking down 8th Avenue in New York City. The year is 2015. I am wearing a Sean John velour suit.
Hell yeah!
From like from 2008, dude.
Pretty tight.
FUBU.
And the thing is,
how much FUBU did you have?
I had Mad FUBU. So
you're the us that was for
you by us.
Yeah.
for you whites, bias blacks. So, and this is the kind of velour suit I had on. You know, like in your pants would be really baggy and really long, and you would walk on the back of them a little bit with your heels.
Like
my heel, like the back of the pant was just gone.
Just dude, black, dude.
And I just stop and I just look. Tar. I look. Now I'm wearing a brown and blue Sean John velour suit with like a Yankee fitted that's like a half a size too big, like to the side, like that.
Nice.
And I just look around me. And I'm like,
I'm the baddest motherfucker. That's when I knew I was going to be invincible. That heroin was the fucking best, dude. That's what I knew.
It's kind of, sort of, Tristan. You're close. You're close. But that's when I had my moment of clarity, because I was like, this world is passing me by. I have no, like, I was looking up at the fucking signs and all and everything in Times Square. I had no idea, like, what any. I didn't know what Spotify was. I didn't know what Instagram was. I didn't know what any of the what an Uber was.
Still don't.
I didn't know how to send an email. And everybody at this time was wearing black. Black was in, and it was like fitted jeans and fucking turtlenecks, and I was just like, I am a piece of shit, and I'm either going to change right now or I'm going to die with a needle on my arm, and I made the decision to change.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're the likely. I mean, just the fact that you'd have to go to jail for two
now
fucking
I say the
years?
N-word on stage and get paid for it sometimes.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Make your decision, buddy.
But that's only because you wore FUBU.
You want to keep saying the N-word in your house when no one's around, or you want to say it into a microphone?
Yeah,
for tens in front of tens
in front of
dollars.
In front of tens of horrified people.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean the fact that you're gonna have to go to jail, and this should be pretty easy.
And then I'm like, I'm half Puerto Rican. It's okay if I say it. You know what I mean? You want to live like that, or you want?
I'm half Jewish.
This
is my word.
This phone call has been so serious. I've been waiting for him to halfway through just say Baba Booey, Howard Stern, and then just hang up. I'd be like, this guy fucking rules, dude.
No, but Chris, at the end of the day, bro, you deserve a better life than what you're giving yourself.
How'd you get it? How'd you get into it? I always wonder how people get into
it. It was me.
This.
I got him into it.
No.
It's, I mean, unlike the crack epidemic, which is really just like, you know, blacks in inner cities, it's true that H and tar, they've touched the suburbs for real. You know, like senators.
Think with your head
Oxys
and speak
now,
from your heart, brother.
Listen, I want you to sign off with 14 words you know very well.
Have you ever heard of Pork Fest? I think you should. Listen, well, the crack epidemic became an epidemic once it hit the white neighborhoods. Then they were like, we got a problem. It was the same thing with the opiate epidemic, but it is fucking us.
But like,
up
was
right
it
now.
Like with your friends? Like, were you like, did you like, how old were you when you tried heroin for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, it was like 17 years old. It went from like smoking blunts to then somebody bring some lean around. This was before it was $1,000 a pint. And, you know, then somebody gets their wisdom teeth pulled and gets some hydrocodone.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, your friend is stealing his parents' Oxy prescription.
It's a tale as old as time, brother. Right. Tale as old as time.
And then, man, Beauty I feel like injecting is such a big step.
Mainlining,
like,
baby.
Everything is, like, you're like, everything is just whatever
you're... Well, you can't sniff black tar. You could smoke it, right?
Yeah, you can smoke it on foil. You can break it up with Benadryl and snort it. But the real breakthrough, the real crossover is when those same kids in the suburbs eventually say, hey, I'm done fucking around with middlemen. I'm going to go to the inner city myself and score.
Right.
That's when things like truly go downhill.
Well, listen, I was buying heroin off the blacks for a while. You know what I mean? And I like dealing with the blacks.
Oh, the black family? Yeah. Edward C. and his. Oh, the Irish black family?
Because sometimes you have no money.
Like the Sacklers.
Sometimes I would have no money, and I'd be like, I have no money. What can I get for you, though? And they'd be like, shit, man, bring me a PlayStation 3. And I'd be like, all right. And I go,
How is that easier to come by than enough money for heroin?
Just fucking grab yourself a PlayStation 3, my boy. Go outside.
There's one in like every other house.
Fucking walk out. Yeah.
How many display boxes have you stolen out of a GameStop?
One guy was like, I need presents for my kid for Christmas. And I was like, all right, what are they like? And it was like Peter Pan. And I just went into fucking Target and Walmart and just stole.
And now, did you buy your heroin from black people just because you wanted to support them?
No, like, I like how they talk.
Like how they have it on Yelp.
Everything.
Like, you know how they have Yelp? It's like black owned businesses. Quality.
They smell good too.
Yeah.
Like, you should say like that cocoa. You're supporting local business.
See, brother, that's where you and I separate. I love the blacks.
Yeah.
Well, you think that's the fucking worst thing in your life, that you're buying heroin from a black person and not from the whites? You're like, dude, once I started getting from them POCs up there and fucking...
That's when I started
listen, brother.
Real downhill.
That's when I knew it wasn't an issue. When I started interacting with black people.
So listen, bro,
how'd you get arrested?
It's just being a retard and scoring at a known that was hot for high intensity drug trafficking area. It was actually within 250 feet of a school zone, so I got double fucked over.
And well, you got pulled. Did you just get pulled over? And they were just like, "This is your like people around here are buying drugs."
I used to get heroin in Paterson, New Jersey, right? And this spot was like, bro, the cops. It was all day, all night, people in and out. Bro, the cops would sit there in plain clothes. They'd be eating their lunch, and they'd be like, "All right, after they could pick and choose who they wanted to arrest."
Yeah, dude.
I remember one time I'm walking into the spot, and there's a black guy looking at me, backwards hat, fucking big gold chain, jersey on, and he's looking at me as I walk in. I fucking get my shit. I come out. I'm walking back to my truck, and he's still looking at me, and I'm like, you know, now I have my dough.
But if you're not driving,
just wait, hold on.
He's a cop.
I go. Yo, what the fuck are you looking at? And he just goes.
Yeah,
pulls. I'm looking at you, dickhead. And I'm like, God damn it!
He pulls
like,
out. Just said FUBU.
Come on, so listen. But the guy he puts me in the back of it. He had a FUBU jersey on. He goes. He clacks me, throws me in the back of the car. And I'm like, yo, I'm about to get sick. And he's like, not my car. You ain't. Gives me two of my bags from the fucking bundle to do.
But what was the premise for him? Like
he's like, if you would have kept your mouth shut,
but like, how's he allowed to detain you and search you and stuff?
Those rules were different back in the day, baby.
Like he just goes, like, turn around, I'm searching you because you're walking. Like,
yo, you don't know about this? This whole thing?
No,
stop and frisk.
Stop and frisk.
Yeah, I know.
Stop
and frisk. They had that in
Toronto.
They don't give a fuck, bro. They don't give a fuck. Yeah, what do they call that shit? If they think that you have something on you.
Oh, okay. Suspicion. Yeah, I've heard of the stop and frisk. They got rid of that, though, right?
So they say. Bro, the cop,
I've never
that's
experienced
why it's so dangerous
it
now.
Yeah. But most of my arrests you don't came say. From stop
I don't think
and
it's
frisk.
Ever happened.
Well, that's good, at least, because they say that they disproportionately target, like, you know, people of color. So if they're doing you, at least that's, like, somewhat
fair. Well, Derek's
Puerto
Rican.
Yeah. I'm a different kind of white.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah, Derek isn't, like,
I was like when he clinked me, I was like, oh, dude, I was 2 seconds away from calling you the N-word. God damn it. I should have jumped
you
on
it.
You should
have said it. You should have started. And he would have let you out.
Yeah.
He would have. Shit, I didn't know you was like that. All
right. Now, bro, listen, there's also trashy white people, too. You know that, right? That are very dangerous.
Oh, of course.
Like heroin addicts.
Yeah. You're talking to one.
Give me your money.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
listen, brother.
Hopefully this has been
it's
helpful.
Good. It's good that you have this legal, you know, these legals in place that it's keeping you from doing heroin. And, you know, hopefully within the 5 years, you do start working on yourself a little bit and figuring out, like, how's your relationship with your family and stuff?
Solid. Honestly, couldn't be better. Huge part of the support system. Just, you know, trust takes time.
Do you have a sponsor?
Red Bull.
Negative.
Manscaped.
Yeah. Blue Chew.
20% off heroin. Yeah.
Blue Chew, but I shoot it, so
yo,
it's pretty
yo,
bad.
Yo Kratom is the fucking sponsor.
Do you have a sponsor?
Happy Hippo.
Black Star.
Did you rob your family while you were on drugs?
Correct.
Yeah, it happens, man.
It's just like the same story with everybody, huh?
I robbed my family on comedy.
My parents were too hip to the game to let me rob them. They'd be like, oh, no, you ain't coming in here. So, yeah, that stuff will... Everything that was lost, like material stuff, can be replaced unless it was like your grandmother's like fucking ring that she had in the Holocaust or something. But
what's that?
You need...
Yeah, I knew there was one guy in my rehab, and he had no idea, but he took like a Ziploc bag full of quarters to a gold/pawn shop. And or rather to like one of those coin stars,
right.
And so he just got like, you know, $8.75 worth of cash. He had no idea that these were antique quarters from his grandpa.
See, you're better than that guy.
Hundreds of dollars each.
You're better than that guy. Just know that. Remember that. You're better than him. Okay, so you're not that bad. there's people out there that are worse than you that have.
Yeah, you could do heroin like once a week. All right, you're not that bad.
You've got this under control, man.
Yeah,
no,
dude. Okay.
No, but you know, just when I was getting
beer,
high,
crack a heroin, chill out, man.
Do cocaine.
I had a couple friends who would like not out facing food. I would do it, like, and when one of us would do that around each other, you'd be like, look at him. I'm not that bad. I would never let myself get like that. When, you know, it could happen to anybody at any given time.
Isn't that kind of the point that you want to get to that?
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I did not want to get clean when I got clean. I did not want to get off heroin. I loved heroin. I loved how it made me feel. And I remember I got to this program. Everybody's just...
That guy just got hard.
I get to this program, like, and they're all like just talking bad about heroin. And I was like, yo, what the fuck, man? Like, I won't stand for this slander.
Yo, that's my bitch, dude.
Dude, they made me write a letter to heroin. And... it was.
It's me again.
It was so stupid. Because I'm like, yo, dear heroin, I really miss you.
Yo,
like,
titties.
Yo,
is
everybody
nice.
Here keeps talking mad shit about you, but not me.
It's just the letters from Stan.
It's like, yo, you think you could come here?
Please don't go.
And then everybody else reads their letter. You're like, shit.
No doubt, but. Yeah, that's sound advice. I don't want to take up too much of your time. But,
no, don't you dare hang up. Don't you dare hang up. No, don't you dare hang up this phone. How bad you want it?
How bad do you want it?
Can you be his sponsor?
Yo, bro, reach out to me by DM. You follow me on Instagram?
No.
Derek, of course not.
Yeah.
He does now.
Dude,
Derek will be your sponsor.
Take it easy, fellas.
For real, reach out to me.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Look at this faggot.
Good deal, later.
Whoa!
Hey,
he's not even on the show.
Even, you don't even know who you're talking about.
Put your head over here, real quick.
What?
I want everybody to see this homosexual.
He's been on the show. He's been on the show before.
He's been. You let him on the show. That little fucking.
Yes.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. People don't know what's going on, but they're a little back and forth.
Answer. That was that Ryan guy from the podcast previous to this one.
That's Ryan Dawson. I
hope Christopher makes it.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of always hope so, right?
Nah.
So,
nah.
Heroin, that's not coming from Afghanistan? That's coming
lane.
From, they have poppies in Mexico?
I mean, they do have poppy plants in Mexico, and then, I guess it's not as good as quality as it is in Afghanistan. I could be wrong, I'm sure.
Dude, Afghanistan's the bomb.
People
shit,
in the chat would know.
All right. Why wouldn't you know that?
Guys, sound off in the chat. Who has better heroin?
We got another call.
Okay.
Hello.
Danny.
What's up, man?
It's your boy DJ Bars One.
DJ Bars One. How's it going, man?
DJ Bars One.
Yeah, remember I called a couple weeks ago about how I got written up?
Yeah, I do, because you got...
N-word,
cause you got,
didn't say the N-word.
You didn't say the N-word. You were quoting some rap lyrics at a company function. Is that correct?
You said the N-word.
That's correct.
What rap? What song?
We can confirm he did not say the N-word.
Danny.
Yeah, you got fired?
Danny, I got fired, Danny.
What happened?
Yesterday, I was told that my communication...
What happened?
My communication practices with my coworkers are not in line with their corporate culture.
Wait, is this the guy with the video?
Now I'm suing them for...
The video?
Now I'm suing them for autistic discrimination.
Oh, so you're trying to hit them with
the
Uno reverse card, and you're being like, you can't fire me, I'm autistic.
You can't fire me, I'm an animal. You should have known better when you hired
me. Exactly. Exactly.
Did you say it, anyway, though, or no?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
What was the rap lyric you were quoting?
Oh, I was not quoting a rap lyric. I was quoting
a video. Right, the video.
This is the video.
The video
guy.
From Detroit or whatever.
Jesus, dude. You got fired? This is the last time I was on the show. Fuck.
The last time he was on the show, everything was just going great.
That's why I wanted to call in, because you were there. You remember.
And his son was the one with the power washing business.
Yeah. It looks like you'll be working for your son now.
Sounds like the two of you can start this power washer.
Your son's going to be like, hey, Dad, wake up. I need you to...
Sanford and Son scenario.
Drag this power washer around.
Yeah. How good are you at putting your son's signature in people's driveways?
Hey, dude, you could use the power washer to write the N-word on the side of somebody's house.
They can't. That's not
a
hate crime.
No, you're not helping, Darren.
That's not a hate crime. You can't prove God didn't do that.
Idea, right?
Wait, what did you say on the video again? What did you say?
Oh, I was saying, I said the word Nick.
Nick.
What?
You were like, yo, what's up, Nick? We about
Nick.
To, what's up, my Nicks?
That's bad. That's bad.
At work. At work.
At work. Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
You can go to Chipotle. You can work at Chipotle.
I'm a little confused. Are we saying Nick instead of saying the actual word? Is that like code?
No.
You really just said Nick.
In New Orleans, it is. Yeah. In New Orleans, it is. Yeah.
Oh, see, this is what a tangled web we weave. Okay. Are you in New Orleans?
I'm in Houston.
Damn. That's very close.
Are you from New Orleans?
I went to college at the Black College in New Orleans. That was the other thing.
Oh, yeah. He's like, man, I love black people, man. What the fuck?
Well, I'm the white boy in every crew. That's how every crew has a white boy.
But at the end of the day, you still white.
But they don't know. But they don't know about that at your place.
Yeah, but when you're the white boy in the white crew, it doesn't. You're just another white boy.
You still a white boy, my Nick. You know what I mean?
True story.
True story. So, what did you get fired for? What was the exact reason you got fired?
I just quoted the exact reason that she told me. Your communication practices with your coworkers are not in line with our.
But was there a specific instance or no? Just general?
They did not give me a specific instance. What I think happened is I think it was when I was because Danny, you know, in the DMs, I had shingles last week. I was out of my mind.
Yeah, you had shingles.
And I kind of, I was losing my mind. And so I vented a little bit to my boss and my coworker in our private DM that they like made me think I had like a safe space going, but it wasn't safe because I sent him the rapper that I'm working with, and he talks about shooting people in the head and all this stuff. Yeah. So I think they took offense to that.
Very much like you got to be like when you have a because you obviously had like a kind of real
so,
job.
So hold on, you're like in you the break room the at stuff. Work, and you're like, yo, check out my fucking rapper, and he's like, yeah, shooting white motherfuckers in the face, yeah, fucking bitches when they ain't looking.
I kill cops and the families. I don't give a fuck.
He's like, yo, dude, buy my new guy's mixtape.
Yeah, everyone who works at Skillup's corporate building in local downtown should be fucking executed. Yeah. Except like for my friend Jerry.
Break room.
Skillup's. Skillup's.
I'm passing out flyers and shit.
Yeah, were you in the break room and you just like put mixtapes in people's hands and you go, oh, you got to pay me for that now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, like it's a virtual company. We don't actually have a like office. It's everything is Zoom, right?
You could have said you've been hacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have said you were hacked. That actually is not the worst.
MC Nick.
But no, but I'm not joking. But I'm not joking because, Nick's because for life. I am suing them.
You are suing them for because of discrimination.
Yeah, but they got you on video saying, Nick, my guy, it's over.
Oh, he's over. Oh, it's a Nick is over party. Hashtag Nick is over party.
Yeah, it's not looking great.
Now, you never know. You might win.
Yeah.
All right.
And when you win, I want you to donate all that money to the Knicks.
Needs it. He's out of work now.
I definitely think that you don't have like a Nuremberg level of bad going into this. No, I think you have a case.
It means well. No, yeah. I think you're a good guy. I don't think you're racist.
Yeah. I don't think you're racist.
I'm not racist.
But it's crazy to have to prove that in a court of law.
I don't know how many race mixing racists that you know, but, you know. I'm married an Arab Muslim, so what are you going to do?
You should say that to their face.
Yeah, you're going to want to use that in court.
You're like, every night I go to bed.
And she's an immigrant.
You're like, every night I go to bed wondering if I'm going to get my head cut off.
You fucking Do you know how hard it is?
She walks around with a sword.
Do you know how hard it is to come home and not have food ready and then bury her neck deep in dirt and throw stones at her head? Do you know how hard that is for me? But it's because I love her. It's her culture.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I mean, she's always talking about jihad and shit. It's tough.
Yeah, keep that to yourself when you have your little hearing, pal.
Yeah,
that part we're gonna want to keep.
My
yourself.
Wife said, "You need like literally." If I don't coach. Win this, she's gonna bring a jihad.
I swear to Allah, if this does not go my way, hands are coming off when I get home.
Heads will roll. Absolutely. And the streets will
All right, DJ Bars one.
The streets will run red with the blood of Whitey.
Bust, hey, everybody.
Bust, I hung up on him.
I like that guy a lot.
Yeah, I like DJ Bars
He's
one.
Good
Hello.
People.
Hey, whoa, yo, that was some wild stuff, and that was some real wild stuff I can identify with. I'm 2 and from Texas, and I happen to be the only white boy in some crews, and, you know, I was a Teflon Don of that shit. They trying to indict me, and I just skated on by. No,
who tried to indict you? The government?
Fine of me.
The police.
For saying the N-word?
You know, it's a little bit more than the state level.
Federal.
Federal.
What's in between state and federal?
They tried. Yo, they tried. Bro, they wrote over USPS labels.
You said the N-word on a federal level.
He went up to the fucking...
I went up to Nancy Pelosi's desk. And I laid on her desk.
I was there January 6th.
All right.
No, don't hang up on this guy. I like this guy. No, fuck Roey. I want to hear this. I want to hear this guy from Texas.
Oh, no.
Roey will call back.
What's your name, buddy?
He'll be at Skankfest. He never tells me his name. He calls him every show.
My name?
Yeah. We want to talk to you.
So my name is Rest in Peace. Jimmy Buffett.
It's been a dude, that hits way too close to home.
Yeah.
You do not sound like a Jimmy Buffett.
I'm not going to Skankfest. I didn't get it.
Bro, no. That's unacceptable. You coming to Skankfest, bro.
Let Lewis know.
Yeah, send a bomb to Lewis's front door. Just mail the bomb.
Listen up, Nick.
Me and Gio, both of us didn't get in.
It's unacceptable.
I didn't get in either.
They grounded the OTG boys.
I don't like that, bro.
I get hyped about it. You know how that guy Ryan Dawson was saying he wanted to fight that guy at Pork Fest? I kind of want to fight now too. You know, Lewis and Butterly are going to fight each other.
Not fighting at Skankfest.
Not at Skankfest. They're going to do Carnival of Combat.
Because Vegas is so strict on having boxing.
I'll say this. This is what I say. This is what I got to say, brother. This is what I got to say. Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett. I think I could
go on ahead.
I think I could beat Luis J. Gomez and Tim Butterly in the same night. That's what I think.
Oh, come on. Now you're just talking shit.
That's all order, bro.
That's what I think.
Now you're talking shit.
And actually, and then just to go a little bit.
And then you could put Hulk Hogan in there and I'd beat him
no,
up.
No, I was going to say.
And then my dad would beat up your dad.
No, I was going to say Dylan Negri. You could throw Dylan Negri in there after that. Then
you could be Dylan.
Yeah, brother. It's not happening this year, but I'll be there in spirit, my brother. Yeah.
Hey, dude, Derek. Yes. You know, you a former convict. Reformed and all, but you know, this whole nation just went through a whole like few day saga about like some short ass Brazilian dude. You know, Spider-Man in his way up out of prison, Pennsylvania.
Shout out, Mike. If people have not seen Mike Rainey. Did you see that?
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
What is it?
Mike Rainey. So they caught the dude.
Oh, really?
And they were doing like a press conference, the police.
Yeah.
And Mike Rainey was like 5 minutes from it. So then he went there in a war mode shirt, pretending that he was press. And he asked like this question, like, were you worried that he would like stand on the back? Like, what was it? Like,
on
stand,
the shoulders of on another,
shoulders
man,
of another small man in a trench coat, like a little Rascal style.
And then the cop just looked at him and went, No.
It's gone like mega viral. It's fucking
so
good. Dude, Rainey is a beast.
Insanity
and a monster. Yeah.
That he did that.
Yes. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. So funny.
I love these guys, man. I love Mike Rainey.
Dude, they're great. So there was what I called into is y'all wanted some clarification on a few things.
Yeah. Sure.
First of all, the reason it's called Pork Fest is because
all the chicks are fat.
The porcupine.
Porcupine.
Why does that make sense?
So y'all know that flag with the rattlesnake, the Gadsden flag? If you've ever been around a rattlesnake in real life, like I'm calling from Texas, I've been around a bunch of them.
I know.
They let you know to not get near. Porcupines, they got quills all about them. Like, if you want to even attack this, you're going to get, like, they're going to put up a fight and stick you. Stab you.
Right.
Yeah.
And what about the armadillo? Yeah, he rolls up into a ball, right?
Are you just learning about animals?
They kind of curl up. Yeah, they make themselves.
What does a possum do?
He plays possum.
Oh, they play dead and hiss. But yeah. Okay, y'all talking about
FUBU
for us bios.
What sound does a cow make?
Moo. All right. Now, what do you talk about FUBU, yeah, brother? Let me hear you. Don't hang up.
So y'all talking about FUBU, and y'all keep saying it for us bios, but dude, everyone knows what FUBU stands for, and I think it's either you or Gio who said this. It's farmers used to buy us.
You said that?
You said that? How
that is unacceptable,
you?
Derek.
I may have not.
What a rude guy. Wow. What a rude guy you are.
Man, I was probably expected that from Gio, but not it. You.
That's a half Puerto Rican in you.
Not you, Derek.
It might have been Gio. Gio was, I can hear him say, farmers used to buy us. That's what I was telling my daughter right after I picked her up from school.
What do you tell your daughter after you pick her up from school?
I don't pick her up from school.
I know.
Not allowed.
Yeah, you're not allowed. By the state, and that's good.
Yo, bro, we appreciate you, man. I always appreciate you.
And the last thing, y'all mentioned the ADL. Y'all mentioned the ADL, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all know the
I like them. Good night.
Of the ADL? No, hold on now. The ADL, they, what is it? They were set up to defend a
Leo Frank,
pencil factory owner who raped one of his workers,
and then he blamed it on a janitor.
Like a 13-year-old black girl.
Mm.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's why it was.
And then he got lynched, even though he was found innocent. Was he found innocent, and then they killed him?
I mean, the janitor?
That's a tale.
No. This guy, Leo Frank, is Jewish guy.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
they killed a Jewish guy.
That's why the ADL got set up, because that's how it started. Was because this guy got basically exonerated, and then he tried to blame it on this black janitor, and then the people were like, "Nah, he definitely did it."
Oh, okay.
No, look, Danny. Yeah. What's crazy is, in the initial trial, the ADL, when defending Leonard Frank, he changed his name to Frank. His name used to be something else when, you know, he's a Keichel.
He's Jewish.
It's okay. Oh, okay. It's okay if he does it.
He's one of us.
Yeah, so the thing is, you can go to the Library of Congress and find the typed out
I'm not going to the Library of Congress. Yeah, I'm not going to
typed out.
I'm not.
Bro, I love this shit. You always drop this shit on us. You're like, you could go to the Library of Congress. You can go to the Museum of Natural History. See for yourself. And
listen, if you want to come to my house.
Not going to the Library of Congress. But yeah, no. I believe
what
it.
What is it?
It's not that far-fetched.
The transcript.
The
what
trans.
Is it? The transcript of when... the training script of the
Barbie movie
the
script.
The court trial when the ADL was defending Leo Frank at the first trial. You should read how they refer, what terms, specific terms and specific words they used to refer to both the defendant, who was black, the family of the defendant, who was black, the witnesses, who were black.
What kind of words did they
use? Probably Nick.
Canada, who was black.
All right, what type of words do they use? Come on, man.
Come on, man. You know.
I mean, I'm still trying to understand. Like, English is my second language. What is the N-word? Who the fuck is Edward?
What? Oh, he's saying Edward.
He was right.
You got hung up on for the Edward joke.
That was. You don't think it was a good joke?
Edward?
Edward.
But it doesn't make sense because it's N-word.
It's a pun.
He was saying his name is Edward.
You're just too used to being around Lev and hearing really good puns.
I am.
No.
I mean, it's hard not to be around
Shout
Lev.
Out my guy, R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett. I like that guy a lot.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett.
Calls in all the time.
Well, he's smart.
Yeah, he's smart.
You listen to his voice, he's like, hey, man. And you're like, oh, no way. And this guy knows his shit. He's not a
bozo. I
think
this is the smartest guy I've ever met.
I don't know about that, but Roey, if you're watching, call back in. Roey Rosen. Who's been on the show before?
He'd be like, yeah, man, I fucking did a roast the other day. Fucking won.
Did he win?
Grandma rape. Those are all his jokes about raping the kid's grandmother.
I know.
Five jokes about raping.
Did he really go grandma rape and did it go well?
Yeah, he won.
I told him not to go grandma rape. I'm glad he went against my grain.
Well, the kid he went against sucked.
Oh,
I mean, he really stunk.
All right, no comedy talk. Hello.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo, I'm back. I was calling about, the missing teeth thing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, what's up, my guy?
Yo, so I got another quick story here.
I just went skydiving, broke everything. in the hospital right now.
I mistake my cereal for gravel. I am done. I've really fucked my whole shit up.
I'm
the most snake bitten man on earth.
I'm somehow near in short sighted.
Yeah, I thought the road was made of cereal, man.
Just eating handfuls of that shit. And I just,
next every time I go down
gone.
On the skateboard, I go, oh, cereal, and then bam. there goes my teeth.
Wait, did they delete the episode with Ryan Dawson? Someone's saying, is the Ride Dog episode gone forever? It should be on my channel. I don't know. I can't imagine it got deleted.
Listen, they're coming. I want everybody to know.
I called in to the Ryan Dawson episode.
Yep. I bet.
Guys, they're coming for Danny. Just know this. These are Danny Palachuk's.
I'm one of the good ones.
This is Danny Palachuk's last days. You should change it.
I honestly am really playing with fire.
Yeah.
I got a fucking World Economic Forum defamation notice.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I'm really playing with fire with this stuff. But whatever. Damn. It is what it is.
See,
Elon Musk.
I'm about to bring up roller coasters.
Okay.
Happy and fun times.
All right. Let's talk about roller coasters, I guess. How'd you fucking lose 8 teeth on a roller coaster?
He caught a bird.
every one of his stories just ends with him losing teeth.
Yeah, just caught a bird, dude.
All right, so I went on, first of all, I'm a huge roller coaster nut. I could go on any roller coaster with any of you guys and tell you that he made it, where it was made.
Oh, so you're autistic? Yada, 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 yada. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's a shocker.
Yeah. Extreme sports and trains. Yeah. Roller coasters.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. You know a lot about roller coasters, do you?
I've been on 482 roller coasters.
How many buses have you been in?
First off, the number. Less than that. The fact that you know the number is
I feel
crazy.
Like this guy fucks though. I feel like you fuck. You got an old lady, right?
I'm over 100. I'm over 100 on the snares.
Okay, so not bad.
He knows the number of roller coasters.
Yeah, this guy fucks.
Oh. Do some of the names of the roller coasters cross over with the girl names? You're like, oh, Kundaka?
Yeah,
I got that one.
Have you fucked on a roller coaster?
I feel like you've lost your teeth fucking too somehow.
You touched boobs on a roller coaster, you said?
I think I have, actually. I lost my front fake teeth so many times before I lost a bunch of them. I might have lost them fucking a bitch. my ex-fiance and I used to get wild. Anyway.
Wait, how
so
how
I'm
old
taking
are you?
This chick to...
26.
I'm 29.
Oh, 29 now.
Damn.
All right, so...
Bro, that's so fucking
I'm
lame.
I'm sorry.
Continue. Yeah, I'm just like, just me. I'm like, I've been on like three roller coasters, and I'm just, I'm sorry.
That's fucking lame.
You fucking pussy.
No,
you're a huge pussy, man.
Pussy, I don't go on that many roller coasters at 29. So
my guess is that this guy's got more pussy than you, and been on more roller coasters than
and
you.
Lost more teeth than you, bitch.
Yeah,
goddamn. I gotta live a little,
yeah.
Bro. This guy
sounds like you and him.
I'm gonna punch out my teeth on a roller coaster while getting my dick sucked.
He gets roller coaster money from the tooth fairy.
Dude, I can do a tray flip still on a like skateboard, like
that's
two
tight.
Out of 10 times.
That's tight.
That's pretty good.
The other 8, I lose 4 teeth.
Well, anyways, back to the roller coasters.
Yeah.
So you've been on 483 roller coasters.
Right. I'm a nerd. So I'm like, I take this girl to Kings Island in Cincinnati, and we ride basically every roller coaster. I tell her all about it. I'm nerding out.
Like, what kind of information are you providing? Like, year it was made? Like, company that makes it? Like, the type of steel?
Dude, you know how wet she got wet, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? But, like, how much info do you have about this?
See, they don't use these cheap Chinese bolts over here.
Actually, you know what? This is made here in this country.
Can you just
give me the lowdown. You must have a favorite roller coaster.
Pittsburgh Steel.
Right? What's your favorite roller coaster?
Intimidator 305, King's Dominion.
Okay, Intimidator 305, King's Dominion. Tell me all about it.
Oh, in Virginia?
How do you know that?
Yeah, that's in Virginia.
Nerd! Okay. Okay. All right, tell me all about the King's Dominion 305 or whatever.
Well, no, but the story's way better. But okay, but I'll tell you about 305 real quick. 305, when it first came out, it was going too fast into the first turn, and people were blacking out on the ride.
Nice.
But that's I got to tight. Ride it during that.
And that's when I fucked this. Dude,
she passed out on that first turn, I was all over.
So you rode it when people were passing out, and you didn't pass out?
And then he rode her after she fucked.
Yeah, I rode it when I was like 10. I was like 10 when I rode it, too. It was like first year at Open. I might have been like 12.
You
I
got
know.
Like partially but raped by a roller coaster.
But they had to put brakes on the drop, and then they had to take apart the roller coaster and like reprofile it so people wouldn't black out. Okay. So even now,
this guy does not fuck around.
Out.
He really knows what
it's
he's talking
nuts.
About.
He
knows a lot.
I can't believe. Why don't you get a job it's in like roller coaster stuff. Industry? You seem like.
Yeah.
Why don't you build one, buddy?
No, I work for NASCAR right now, so that's fun.
Oh, okay. So that's like similar.
Oh, that's tight.
Dude, all you right. live
You're
a wild
lunatic.
Life.
Yeah.
You just like going fast, dude.
Yeah. Dude, if you ain't first, you're last, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
speed freak.
Yeah.
You should do meth.
Have you ever considered black tar?
How many times did you use your teeth for meth?
I got teeth from meth.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You got a faces of roller coaster?
This guy
rocks,
too. I
did that accidentally one time.
I love this guy.
Did he say his name?
All right, so real quick. I was on a date with this chick. She was like 45. I'm kind of into the most.
How old are you?
And
29.
All right. She's missing teeth like you. Everything's cool. You guys are good with that?
No, she's great. Dude, she's great. So I take her on a date, and we're on the brand new roller coaster. And I love roller coasters, but I do get a little pussy foot on the lift hills, going up all slow like that. And just being up high, I don't like the heights. But once I get going, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I get a little scaredy cat.
For how much you've done it, you think you'd conquer that fear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird. I can't. It's also been. I was fine for like 5 years, and it got worse when I got older. I took like a 2 year break. I don't know if
did
I
you
had
a 2 year break from coastering. What do you call it? Coastering? Roller coastering?
Dude, it was a rough 2 years. I was in the hole, man. Yeah, I felt like Derek.
There's no Suboxone for roller coasters, dude.
Yo, this is a great comment. So if the guy next to Danny puts on 30 pounds, people might think he's Shane and think he's funny.
Do you have to derail that for that? No, it's not that good.
All right, come on.
We got to wrap this up. We got to wrap this up.
TJ up all night. That comment.
You're a piece of shit. We got to wrap. We got to wrap this up. Let's come on.
I want to hear your roller coaster pussy.
All right, I'll wrap it up. I'll wrap it up in 1 minute. So we get on the roller coaster and it stops like at the top of the hill. There's a problem, and we have to get off and walk down the stairs.
Oh, that's terrifying.
So I basically start freaking. I start freaking out and crying in front of this chick I'm trying to bang.
Dude, are you serious? He's so sick. You're explaining how much you love roller coasters and then you're buckling at the knees at one. He's like, I bow down before you, my great
you're
master.
Crying.
I see your mighty power and I lend to you. I'm just a mortal man.
Oh my god, dude, what the fuck?
That was what a misdirect.
So you're crying in front of this chick.
So I'm shitting and cumming my pants at the same time.
I bowed down to you.
All right, Kill, continue.
We were 300 feet up. It was terrifying. It was terrifying. People, there was kids crying. There was little kids crying. I could cry too. Okay.
All right. So you're walking down these stairs, and then what?
I'm not walking. I am butt sitting down the stairs.
Oh my god!
So you're walking.
Scooching.
Dude,
what are you five,
up.
Bro? You're scooching.
Is the woman doing this too?
No, the woman's laughing at him in his face.
Timmy said, that's why I go in the front. The front was the worst because there was like no stairwell to go back on, and I had to be like strapped in. It was terrifying.
Oh, okay.
So did you?
It was terrifying.
Did you have sex with her later on in the evening?
Dude, I ended up getting in with her like a week later.
Okay.
What was more wet? Your pants from pee, or her pants from sexual lubrication?
Good question.
I don't know, dude. I was picking up a storm in those roller coasters. I'm pretty sure she was into it.
Well, bro,
because she's an engineer, so I was saying a bunch of engineer shit.
Did she engineer the roller coaster?
She was digging that.
Dude, I'll tell you this. I appreciate your honesty to admit to this panel of fucking alphas.
Yeah.
It's absolutely just this
panel of cavemen.
Yeah.
And you cried. You cried. But, dude, you made up for it and you got laid a week later. You did it.
That's tight.
Yeah. That's, I guess, well
done. Shout out Lisa. She's cool.
I thought you were going to shout out the roller coaster. Yeah.
Shout out Lisa, everybody. Yeah. She's pretty cool.
Shout out Kids Dominion.
She gave it up after seeing you cry.
Blacking out in the first turn.
Sucking my dick in the second. Yeah. Third turn, home base, bro. Swinging in.
Taking it home.
All right. All right, dude. Well, that was a pretty solid story.
Right. I like it. Good shit, buddy.
And are you back on roller coasters? No trepidation or what?
Oh, dude, I got a trip for Europe planned, and for next year, I'm hitting 18 different parks, buddy. It's gonna be insane.
Just no, just cultural like monuments. Okay. Just no, just Arc de Triomphe. The best food in the world. Yeah,
I take back what I said to you on the first call when I told you to retire and to hang up Shred and Gnar. I take it back. Yeah, you keep doing what you
go fucking lose all your teeth and just do roller coasters.
Yeah.
All right.
Start a YouTube channel. I want to follow you everywhere.
Yeah, you should actually start. That is really YouTube worthy. Yeah. Start a fucking channel.
Start a channel.
That's a meta. There's so many channels.
There probably aren't.
But how many people have two teeth?
Yeah.
Two natural teeth in their head. Huh?
I mean, honestly, dude, there's probably a bunch, to be honest. Yeah. All right. Later, man.
Have a good one.
No, most
of them. Oh. Jeez Louise.
All right, I think that's the show. I think we're going to...
We goody?
I don't think we're going to get better than that. So,
that was fun.
Guys,
thanks
let
for
people
having
know
me,
where... oh, we got one call. This person's actually been calling a lot, so let's pick this up. Last call of the night. Hello! Thanks for calling the bathhouse. Who am I speaking with? Last caller of the evening.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You are on the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, what's up, you sons of bitches?
Yeah.
Talking to guys about NASCAR and shit.
Yeah.
Something cool about NASCAR is as if you ain't first or last. No, if you get out of a car and you start bitching at Tony Stewart, well, Tony Smoke's going to fishtail like Tokyo Drift and murder your ass, which is how I kind of feel about...
Didn't Tony Stewart actually kill somebody? Isn't that the reference there?
Huh? Yeah, bro. He straight up yeeted somebody. It was based, you know? Based... It's like that old joke where like, you know, they open the door to get the black guy, you know, when they're driving by.
No. Keep going.
I don't know this joke. Keep going.
Yeah.
So this is original joke by you?
I said it was a joke, okay? And if code names. Canadians, because, you know, no black people play hockey. All right.
Not true. Shout out Grant Fuhr. PK Subban.
Calgary Flames.
You don't know what you speak of, my friend. Rangers.
Dikembe Mutombo.
He was black.
I wanted to say, ironically, I have a lost teeth story.
Okay.
Shredding Nardar Pal. Pretty wild, dude, like X Games and shit. No, man, I was smoking all kinds of shit. I'm smoking all kinds of shit right now, bro. I'm like Richard Pryor about to fucking get my soul glow set on fire, hopping on top of ambulances. You missed out, bro. You were 33 when you got clean. How old are you now?
42.
Oh, God, man, the shit is fire, bro. People talk about, oh, fentanyl's cut with everything, dude. Fentanyl's the fire. Just don't bang it, man. Smoke a little honey.
That's a great idea.
Smoke a little bit of meth you guys were talking about, man. I mean, bro, come on, you know? And you're in the bathhouse. How come you don't have a bathhouse Barry wing? You don't have a David Pacman wing? I mean, those guys deserve
Pacman
to be
wing.
Honored in your bathhouse.
He's like a...
You don't know who David Pacman is?
I know
who
David Pacman is. He's like a left wing kind of Jew. Yeah, but he's like a left wing kind of like
Jew.
Yeah, we don't go.
Dawson,
we don't go
it.
With the left here. This is
We're way apolitical.
This is a
no.
We're right. This is a right wing podcast. This is a right wing. Yes,
I know you don't go with the left. Okay, because if you go to the left, all of a sudden you're doing the electric slide. All right.
Yeah. Dude, right. This guy makes me want to do hard drugs.
Yeah, this guy does make me want to.
Buddy,
I'm trying to get you back in the game, bro.
Hell yeah.
Brother,
I'm trying to get you in behind a car like Tony Smoke.
Where do you live?
And, you know, fishtailing into people.
Where do
I live?
Yeah.
I live rent free in your mind from now on.
I knew it was going to be some like here, there, and everywhere type shit.
This guy does comedy somewhere.
Answer this question. Do you do comedy?
No, I don't do comedy. I'm actually a professional audio engineer. Okay. What I do is I convince black crack dealers that they're going to be the next Jay-Z and white wiggers that they're going to be the next Eminem. And I just blow smoke up their ass about how great they are at rap. And then, you know, they die a little bit later.
That's fucking
probably from it's selling good. The drugs that they were selling yeah. me.
You're doing the old little
people. And I probably am the one who killed them for the
There's our clip.
All right, among many others. Yeah. All right, dude, we got to wrap this
up. Take care, buddy. Nice to meet you.
Keep fighting the good fight, man.
Keep fighting the good fight. All right, guys, tell people where they can find
that
you.
That was hilarious.
Tristan.
Tristan is a comedian on Instagram. You can find everything I do there. I have a podcast called The Final Stop if you want to listen.
Okay.
T-E-E-J France on Instagram.
That's fine. What's your problem?
Derek Treasure on Instagram, on the gate, YouTube, on the gate Patreon. And that's it, yo. We out, my G's.
All right. Shout out to our lovely producer, Johnny Glover, the Southern lover, the South. Guys, no shows for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be in Colorado and then at Skankfest. So we're going to be back October 4th.
Good.
Cool. I'm going to be playing a lot of replays, though, over the next couple weeks.
Why don't you just let me host it while you're gone?
Because Johnny's going to be going, too.
I could do it with somebody else.
All right, maybe we'll do that. Probably not, though. But anyways, 2 weeks, we're going to be gone.
I wouldn't want to do that.
And next week on Low Value Mail, we got Mike Patterson from Sasquatch.
Kamala Harris.
Sasquatch, Ontario. We're going to be talking about Sasquatch.
You're
going to
have Joe Biden on soon.
In Canada. I wish.
You should get Hunter.
I'm trying. Thanks very much, everybody. Shout out to the stand for having us. Shout out to all of you. If you guys want a ranch, sign up for the Patreon. Support the show. Patreon.com/LowValueMail. Play us out, Chad. Good night. My shit heroic, empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stoic. Bleep blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin'. These tracks from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I spit phenomenon. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic me. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, now we pulling up pressure on some flight shit. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah.